You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Hungary Creek middle school teacher Megan Pauline Jordan busted after having sex with her 14-year-old student. That's called statutory rape. The 25-year-old's DNA found in the boy's bed sheets.
Prosecutors say Jordan sexually abused the student during the 2022 to 2023 school year, going to his home to have intercourse several times. Jordan was arrested in June 2023 and has remained behind bars without bond since then. Jordan was recently married in 2021.
Jordan awaiting sentencing in May after pleading guilty 4 counts carnal knowledge, 1 count indecent liberties of a minor. She's facing 50 years behind bars. A Michigan cop says this crime is a first in his 20-plus year career. An Amish family stopped for shopping at Walmart, and someone actually steals the horse and buggy. Luckily, a truck driver parked nearby saw the whole thing. Police recover the horse and buggy later that night, and the 31-year-old thief is off to jail, facing charges of larceny and larceny of livestock. I can't wait for him to tell his future inmates why he's in. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Following a fatal shooting that occurred at the conclusion of the Super Bowl title parade, the Kansas City Chiefs are now announcing that all of their players, coaches, staff members, and their families are safe and accounted for. With the latest, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Following the parade to commemorate the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory, police say the shooting left one person dead and over 20 injured. Officials have announced that among those shot were 8 children. At the time of the shooting, Chiefs trainer Rick Burkholder says he was with Coach Andy Reid along with other coaches and staff members. The team, according to Burkholder, was riding in buses back to Arrowhead Stadium.
The parade commemorated the Chiefs' second consecutive Super Bowl victory, which they earned with a 25-22 overtime victory over the San Francisco 49ers. Authorities are reporting that a 13-year-old girl from Southern Illinois who was standing on a porch when she was shot in the head has now died. Renia Stewart of Alton was shot on the front porch of a relative's home February 3rd at approximately 3 in the afternoon. Local news sources reported that investigators don't think she was the intended target of the gunshots. Madison County State's Attorney Tom Hain and Alton Police Chief Jarrett Ford jointly delivered a statement confirming the girl's death. An appeals court in Georgia has ruled that a man given a life sentence for fatal bombings at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics and at an abortion clinic in Alabama is not eligible for a review of his sentence. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Eric Robert Rudolph is still subject to the conditions of his 2005 plea deal, in which he accepted several life sentences in order to avoid the death penalty. This according to a panel of 3 judges on the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Rudolph acknowledged carrying out 3 further assaults in Georgia and Alabama, in addition to the fatal explosion at the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. He entered a guilty plea to several charges of arson and employing a destructive device during a violent crime. In 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a legislation that increased the penalty for using a handgun or other dangerous weapon during a crime of violence was unconstitutionally vague. Rudolph said that this meant he should receive a new sentence. The 11th Circuit rejected his assertion. It was on July 27, 1996, that a bomb went off during a musical performance at Centennial Olympic Park in downtown Atlanta, killing 1 person and injuring numerous others. Then, on January 29, 1998, a bombing at the New Woman All Women in Birmingham resulted in the death of a Birmingham police officer and serious injuries to a clinic nurse.
Rudolph also planted bombs near a gay-friendly nightclub in Atlanta and an abortion facility in Georgia.
Thanks, John. Robert Gallagher's family says his mental state began to decline after the COVID lockdown. He was encouraged to get help but refused. He's transported to a Hawaii medical center by cops after erratic behavior but left without getting treatment. The last time Robert is seen, he was trying to get into a house near the medical center. He hasn't been seen or heard from since. His cell phone was found a few days later on the side of the road 20 miles from the medical center. Police found no evidence of foul play in his disappearance 4 years ago. A $10,000 reward is offered by his family for info. Robert Gallagher, white male, 6 feet tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. If you have info on the disappearance of Robert Gallagher, contact Honolulu PD 808-529-3111. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.